Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Well, here's hoping that the new leadership at Disney can get their act together and stop making crappy films. That's been the problem for Disney in recent history. Instead of saying we own Star Wars, we own Star Wars and we're going to turn it into this thing where the hero is actually the heroine, but is actually inside the hero and the heroine and checks off a whole bunch of boxes on this DEI card. Meanwhile, the script stinks and the actors are terrible. Oh, people didn't like the film because of the... No! Well, what about your parks? Well, we're gonna have this day and that day. Here's an idea. Just have a day where you open up, people come to the park, and they have fun. And they pay the outrageous fee. What is it, like $8,000 now to go through one of the Disney theme parks? You go to the one in Orlando, a piece of advice to you. Every afternoon between 1 and 3, it will rain. At some point, some way, it will rain. That is Central Virginia weather, or Central Florida weather. That's Orlando weather. I was always amazed. You know, we lived over on the East Coast, Del Boca Vista, right near the Seinfelds. That was my where my folks lived. I mean, I consider, you know, that I lived there as well, sort of, kind of. And it wasn't exactly the same as Orlando, but it's, you know, close enough. You know, in the afternoon, there's going to be thunderstorms. Why? Because it's Florida in the summer. That's why, and that's what happens. People go to Disney and they're shocked. Well, I didn't know. Okay, then you deserve to get wet. That's all I can tell you. But you think they're going to fix Disney, those two guys? What are the new chairman of the board and the new, I don't know, the deputy chairman of the board or the, whatever his title, who cares? Do they fix it? Do they say, here's what the real problem is, or are they going to continue going down this ridiculous DEI path? Because if you keep going down the DEI path, there's going to come a point where people say, well, that's just not true. Right? People are not seeing your films because they hate the fact that you're checking all these boxes. They hate the fact that you're not paying any attention to the script or the casting, and you're doing that all to check those boxes. Stop being concerned with the box checking. Make some decent films, and maybe people go back. Stop having agenda-driven garbage at your parks, and then maybe people go back. It shouldn't, that industry really shouldn't be political in any way. Can't you take everybody's money? Seriously. Can you not take everybody's money? Here are the rides. I spent every summer of my youth working in Wildwood, New Jersey. I worked rides. I worked the games. Oh, I loved working that. It was such an introduction to life. Good Lord. First alcohol the first alcohol I had was while I was working one of the games in North Wildwood. It was late at night. And I was really good at talking. Shock, right? So my first real job when I got down to Wildwood, I was 12 years old. I had to go into the North Wildwood Police Department and lie about my age because you couldn't get a working card until you were 14 years old. So I'm standing there like, okay, I do the math. It's bad. And you know me, there's numbers involved. I don't like numbers. But I got to remember what year I was born, making those annoying air quotes. But I kept the same, you know, regular birthday, so it was easy. And then I realized, man, all that anybody wanted was their money because you had 90 days to make your money at the Jersey Shore. Memorial Day to Labor Day, that was it. Labor Day, everything shut down. You were done. So my first job after I got my my work card, and you know what's weird? I think somewhere I still have that card because I'm goofy that way. I save, or I have saved, all sorts of crap throughout the years. And Heidi, God bless her, she's tried her best to get rid of stuff. Our lower level, I got boxes that either need to go to storage or the incinerator. Either way, But it's like, well, they're old newspaper clippings, and I'm writing this book, and I probably need them. But I think I might actually have my original work card, which lists the wrong birthday. But my birth, or my job after I got that work card was to carry a big stuffed dog, a big Saint Bernard, on my shoulders and walk up and down the boardwalk, Wildwood, North Wildwood, all the way down to a Wildwood Crest. And people would just come up and go, hey, where'd you get that? I go, oh, I won it. 16th in the Walkman, easiest game I've ever played. You take this big hula hoop and you throw it around, and then you win the dog. I was like, oh, these guys, oh, we got to do that. We got to do that. We got to do that. And obviously, as you know, it wasn't nearly as easy as it would appear. So I never worked at McDonald's. Donald Trump has. Cut number 7.
Tell you what, it's a great franchise, it's a great company, and they've been very, very nice. And come on, you know, if you look at really what's happening, look at the crowd over there, look how happy everybody is. They're happy because they want hope. They need hope. And that's what we're doing, that's what we're going to give much more than hope. Make it fact.
Mr. President, you actually have worked at McDonald's now.
Now I have worked at McDonald's. I've now worked for 15 minutes more than Kamala.
Are you going to put this on your resume?
I never worked here.
Why would she lie about something like that?
Will be put on your resume.
I worked at McDonald's.
Why would she lie about that?
Why? Because she's lying, Kamala. That's why.
Because she's a liar. You know, it's like, well, what's the thing with the scorpion and the frog? I always forget, but you know what it is. There's the bad creature and there's the good creature, and the good creature takes the bad creature across the lake or whatever on his back, and then the bad creature stings him and kills him. And before you guys go, well, why would you do that? He's like, well, because I'm a scorpion. That's what I do. I mean, that's that. There's just some things that happen because that's what happens. Kamala Harris lies about stuff. Why? I don't know, but she does. That's her thing. She just lies about stuff. So Donald Trump is very honest there when he says he's worked at McDonald's 15 minutes longer than Kamala Harris did. And you know what the leftist media is already doing? They claimed that he claimed he was employed by McDonald's. I didn't hear that. Anybody else hear that? I heard him say he worked there. Right? He worked there. He did. He made some fries and he worked the window. So he worked there. I didn't hear him say that he was employed there. If he said he was employed, yeah, that would not be true. My understanding is that Donald Trump took his own money, as he usually does, and simply took care of everybody. In other words, he wanted to do the whole McDonald's thing. And the Secret Service, because, you know, they're paying attention to Donald Trump now, because the last couple of times, not so much. So they said, well, all right, you can do the thing at McDonald's, but we got to close the whole restaurant down. The whole restaurant's got to be closed down the whole time you're there. So the guy who is the franchisee owns the McDonald's, is a huge Donald Trump supporter, and says, yeah, that'd be great, but, you know, I'm going to lose all this money. I am willing to bet, as sure as I'm sitting here, that Donald Trump just said, here you go, I got you covered. You know what else I'm willing to bet? And I don't have any information, I'm just telling you, based on the knowledge I have accumulated to this point in my life, I'm willing to bet that Donald Trump went to each of those employees and probably palmed $100 or $200 right into their hand. That's what I guarantee it. And those bags, I bet you they were filled up to the top. He paid for everything. And he loves McDonald's, right? The man seems to eat Big Macs just about every day. And he loves Kentucky Fried Chicken. I love Kentucky Fried Chicken. I was telling somebody this story earlier today, talking about KFC. You know, when I was growing up, KFC was a luxury for us. Really was. That was a big, big deal. When my folks said, hey, we're going to get Kentucky Fried Chicken for dinner. Really? Oh, my gosh. That was a huge, huge, huge event. Now, at the time when I was a little kid, they only had original recipe. Germ wants to know, original or extra crispy. Now, I did go to the dark side, the new and improved extra crispy. Well, because when you eat that, you can actually hear your arteries hardening, which is kind of neat. But that was a big deal for us to get Kentucky Fried Chicken. So I understand that. I really do. Here's something that's vitally important, and it has nothing to do with me. My friends over at the Friendship Circle, they've got the fourth annual walk and roll coming up Sunday, November the 10th. It's at Fountain Lake at Bird Park. Now, we'll get...
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Sarah Krantz cement on before that to talk a little bit about it, because I think it's just open to everybody. If you want to be part of another great Friendship Circle event, it's always free. That's the beautiful thing. And they've got great people like Fastmart who go in there and say, hey, we got you covered. We'll take care of all the expenses. But it just popped up in my reminders here. So Sunday, November the 10th, why don't you put that on your calendar now for the Friendship Circle's walk and roll? And I'll have to see if Julia's up to it. Maybe we'll be able to get her out there and we'll do some of that stuff. That should be fun. All right, we got a lot coming up. My buddy Carl Carlson's going to be here at 4:35. We'll talk about where we are in terms of the economy. People right about now are going, it's almost the new year. I guess I should have thought about economic planning. Well, today is the day to do it, right? When's the best time to have planted a tree, the Chinese proverb asks you? And the answer is about 25 years ago. Second best time? Right now. Same thing with your personal finances. So Carl Carlson will be along at 4:35. My buddy, State Senator John McGuire, who is on track to become my congressman from the 5th District, is a good dude. He's going to be with us at 5:05. Don't forget, the Chronic Care of Richmond text line is always, 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 always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll off.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.